At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com, YouTube, social media, anywhere you get your podcasts. Also, Carriker Chronicles, CarrikerChronicles.com, and on YouTube as well. We're also on podcast platforms. I just never shout them out. But if you are on there, you can check it out there as well. All right, Jake, until you change that god-awful tiebreaker rule, I'm just going to hit you with stuff I know you don't know the answer to. And then I'm going to find out you do because, god dang it, you know a lot. All right. How many, between 1981 and 2005, how many national championships did the SEC win?
Well, 81, you just boxed out Georgia.
Yep,
there.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
25 years.
And then what was the end time? 20.
You're going to change this rule. I've got more. 1981 to 2005.
Because you had Florida in 96, right?
All you have to do is change the rule, and this will stop. The torture will end.
Tennessee in 97. Or 98, excuse me. Sorry, Nebraska fans. So I'm going to go with, those are the only ones I can think. I'm going to go with two.
Four.
Alabama, 92.
Yep. You got three of them.
Yeah. You say 2002?
Co-national champs. 03, USC and LSU.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey, you did pretty good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I was about to say, like, we're going to count co-national champs, but I didn't even want to give you a hint. You're going to change that rule, my friend.
Well, of course, you have to count co-national champs here in Nebraska, right? I mean,
we don't have co-national champs. We were better than Michigan and Penn State. And then we share it with Texas in 70.
Yeah,
we were the sole national champs in 70, 71, 70. It was 70 that we supposedly shared it with Gagne. You, I digress. All right. A couple of random stats. And then we're going to talk about Ohio State winning a national title and losing $37 million. How that happens. I thought this was interesting. Commanders punter Tressway has more passing yards in conference championships this year. I don't know if it's interesting. I'm just an anti-Cowboys guy. This year than Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott and Tony Romo had in their entire careers. I'm going to read that again. Commanders punter Tressway has more passing yards in conference championship games in this year than Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott and Tony Romo had in their entire careers.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that's a Commanders thing. Sorry. All right, Nebraska wrestling. This happened a few days ago. It escaped me yesterday, but I love the wrestling team. I love Coach Manning. All right, they mollywop, curb stomped, and mudhole stomped Michigan State. What was it? 76-9 by the combined scores. 76-9 was the combined scores. Michigan State this past weekend. They have, if you didn't know, 4 returning All-Americans, 8 returning, all right, national qualifiers. And yeah, Penn State's pretty good, but I guarantee we get another crack at them at some point as well. You probably saw this. Ali Sheck, all right, has committed to join the Huskers volleyball team, the 6'4" opposite. I'm 6'6", by the way. She's 6'4". Think about that. All right, is a 2-time All-Big 12, a selection, so big-time addition to the Nebraska volleyball team, All-Big 12, multiple times type performer joining the Huskers. Jordan Larson, you probably saw this. This is not breaking news, but she has stepped down as assistant coach in Nebraska after 2 seasons on the bench. She helped the Huskers go 66-5 the past 2 years. In recent national semifinals and finals each of the past 2 seasons. It's one of those things where, you know, I know Jordan a little bit. She's still playing. She was trying to balance coaching, being in the Olympics. Isn't she now teammates with Lexi Rodriguez in Omaha?
Yeah, I think Love Volleyball, yeah.
She just got done coaching her. That's crazy. That's awesome. She loves volleyball. All right. And so to me, obviously, if you're trying to still play and then coach, that's a demanding job. They're both demanding jobs. They are, would both have been her jobs. So it wouldn't surprise me if someday we see her back on the bench at another point in the future. But that woman's still playing volleyball at a very, very high level. All right. Let me ask you a question, Jake. You're in charge of 1890, okay?
Oh, cool.
Not Carson Schott, you. You're in charge of 1890. You're Matt Davison's boss because Carson's just a boss. I just wanted to say that. they're a major sponsor here at the Ticket. Shout out to 1890. But you're in charge of 1890, and you're given the option. You can win a national title in football.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do so, you have to lose $37 million because Ohio State Athletics just operated a $37 million deficit this last year and obviously won a national championship in football. Now, they get like $20 million, I think, for winning the national title or being in the national title game. Notre Dame gets to keep it all. Ohio State has to divvy it up amongst the Big Ten, so they walk away with 1.8, not 14. Like,
warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like Notre Dame, I'll whine about that more another day. What would you do? Would you say yes? Would you say no? Some guy just walked by randomly drunk nodding at me, by the way. That was interesting. He's like he wanted my attention, and I refused to make eye contact with him. What would your choice be?
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's not my money, it's easy to say the national championship. But yeah.
But you're in charge of 1890. Yeah, like, you're in charge of this now. What would you do?
Like, if you said at the beginning of the year, that's what's going to
happen. That's your choice.
Or we'll see what you can do, then I would probably, I mean,
that's No. You're going to have Michigan season. Okay, I'll give you the or. The or isn't the question mark because you're Ohio State. You're going to do good.
Yeah.
The or is you're going to have Michigan season. So you're going to beat Bama. You're going to beat Ohio State. But your fans aren't going to be very – I mean, the future, I guess, is brighter for them for sure going forward. But the season itself isn't going to be what Michigan fans want. And you're going to get mollywopped by Gag Me You in your house to start off the year like they did. All that stuff. Michigan season.
You know what? I'll just take the national championship. There yes, I will do it. I will do it.
So much easier when it's not your money. Even if you're in charge of it, it's still not your actual money. You're just in charge of it. All right. I don't know. Text in, ladies and gentlemen. If Nebraska, like if you were in charge of 1890, and Nebraska could win a national title but lose $37 million, but the money was somehow directly, like you were affected by it in some way, shape, or form. Like maybe not your whole livelihood, but it affected you somehow. I don't know.
There's usually people that'll say they'll give a limb or something for Nebraska to win. Yeah.
I mean, didn't Mike Vrabel say he would give a man part?
Oh, no.
On the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, like years ago, he'd give a certain man part to win another Super Bowl. A man who's already won a Super Bowl, by the way.
Just one of them?
He just said A.
Yeah.
It was singular, I believe. I don't believe it was the whole kit and caboodle.
All right. Just making sure. What is he committed to here?
I think it was just A. So he's got the other one, okay?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he started with two to begin with. This is devolving. All right. Anybody on the text line give a response?
No, not as yet.
Well, I did just ask about it. For me, all right, my thoughts are this. It is a business. As much as it angers me that the people in charge of college football are only compared about their – only – concerned about their particular entity, which is the conferences, because it's college football conference commissioners, namely the Big Ten, SEC, and they're still tolerating the Big 12 and the ACC while it's still around. All they care about is their conferences. That is it. I don't like that. I don't like that all they care about is money and business. Now, it's easy for me to say because this doesn't affect my pocket in any way, shape, or form, but I love college football. I have ever since I was a kid. One of the things I've spent the most amount of time in my entire life doing outside of school and things of that nature, my actual job and my playing career, was trying to figure out the best way to figure out a national champion in college football. And I've been working on that ever since I was a kid, which is why I haven't rolled it out yet because I'm still perfecting it because, you know, 40 years isn't enough. But at some point, I want to take some time and kind of go through how I would do it. And it's not all that complicated, but it does evolve over time because there was a time when I was like, I hate the college football playoff. Now I'm like, ah. You can't get rid of the college football playoff. So how do you incorporate it? You know, I'll be honest with you. I would love it if Oregon and Washington were still in the Pac. Like, in my world, Oregon and Washington are still in the Pac-12. So is USC, UCLA. Notre Dame's in the freaking ACC. So you got more four balanced conferences. Texas and Oklahoma are still in the Big 12. All right. Honestly, UCF would still be a G5 team. Like, it'd be four 16-team power conferences that are more evenly balanced. And I would have divisions, like a North-South division or whatever, eight-team divisions. So you play everyone in your division. Then you play the best team from the other side of the conference in the conference championship game. I got a whole deal. That's just kind of a prelude to it. Okay, and conference championships would matter more then because there'd be more balance between the conferences. Think about Oregon still being in the Pac-12. Oregon's their champ. Ohio State's the Big Ten champ. Okay, Texas probably wins the Big 12. Georgia wins the SEC. Like, and honestly, in this thing, the ACC or one, I think I had actually the Big 12 going away and Texas and the Oklahoma going to the Pac-12 in this. Like, if you think about all that, and so the ACC, the Big Ten, the SEC, and the Pac would have been 16 at that point. When I came up with this years ago, I got to look at it again before I actually roll out the whole thing on air. Like, they're more balanced is my point. And I'll look at it again. I'll get it more nailed down. Anything from the text line? Does anybody care that Ohio State lost $37 million?
Old Dad 34 says, yes, Adam, I would take the Natty. And Chubby Rhino says, if every Nebraskan donated $18.50, we could replace the $37 million.
Is that accurate math?
I don't know. That's what he says. So he wouldn't be lying, right?
No, I don't believe everything you read on the internet. I'm going to get out. I'm going to bust out my calculator. All right. And I'm going to figure this out after the show. If that math actually adds up,
Nebraskans are there? I mean, some of those are babies. Can babies donate $18.50?
Oh, now we're getting into technicalities. What about people from across the world? A guy in Germany, Australia, Antarctica. There's like three Nebraska fans up there, I think. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. Enjoy your rest of your Tuesday, Wednesday. Tune in. Steve Taylor drops that knowledge. I'll be back on Thursday. Go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bug.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.